listener.
Oh, I'm supposed to do something here, aren't I? Sorry, I was waiting for... Yep, great. Hi, I'm back in the studio.
Yay!
Woo! I'll get into... Yeah, we'll get into all that in just a sec, but I'm supposed to reveal... Is this the riddle?
This okay, the riddle. Yes.
Ah, yes! God, I've missed this. Okay. The riddle that I did a couple of episodes ago and forgot about was... What is long and hard when it's young and soft and small when it's old? It is a candle.
Oh, good job.
A candle.
Oh, you really get me with these every time.
Yeah, it's a candle. Mm. I didn't prepare... I've come prepared today, but I forgot that we do riddles, and then you were like, you didn't answer the riddle from 4 weeks ago. I was like, all right. Anyway, just roll into the open air and we'll do a riddle next week.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's complete drivel.
Or is it drivel?
It's f***ing drivel.
It's Complete Drivel with Christian Hull.
Sure is.
Yay! I was so excited to come into the studio today, was being the key word. No, it is really great to see you, Nat. It's been, for people listening at home, they got no idea where. They have no idea where I am when I record these things, but I have spent the last month at home wallowing in self-pity with my ACL repair. I'm finally able to drive. And then when I was like, yeah, I can finally come in, I got hit with tonsillitis.
Yeah.
Because I sucked too many penises. Mm-hmm. As soon as I was like, I think I can get down on my knees, bam, it was on. And then I got a flare-up, had tonsillitis, had a fever, and I've been out for 2 weeks again. And I antibiotics, the virtual doctors are the best. Mm-hmm. And got on the antibiotics, feeling really good, and this morning woke up and I have bad diarrhea again. Mm. I'm like, oh, this cycle never fucking ends.
This year needs to end for you, I think.
Oh, I just want a new body. And then I was reminded, I haven't gotten my colonoscopy results yet. But, like, no news is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably a good thing you haven't heard of.
Although they didn't contact me when I had Shigella, which is a highly infectious disease.
Next minute there's, like, 10 men that rock up in hazmat.
Yeah, helicopters coming down and SWAT teams. And I was like, is there any update on this Shigella? They're like, yeah, it's really bad. I was like, oh, I'm glad I reminded you.
I imagine it like the scene in Monsters, Inc. where he's got the kids' socks. And they come in, shave you.
But they did. They had to shave half of my arm. I had to have a cannula in. But this is all because I was like, hello, what are my results? They're like, oh, yes, let's have a look. Oh, God, alert.
little old Nat was just sitting here in the office.
Just lonely.
All lonely and sad, not knowing what to do with her day.
Firstly, I just need to bring this up. You are... You're young and beautiful.
Oh, stop it.
I would classify, so if you've never met Nat before, you would be the type, and please don't take this the wrong way, to wear like Lululemon but never go to the gym. That's how I would imagine. That's how I best describe you. You, I noticed while I was away, were posting so many videos of you at the gym, which is great. Good for you. That's so wonderful. But you were, it wasn't just like mirror selfies. There was no mirror selfies. It's spaghetti arm Sue over here, weightlifting.
Spaghetti arm Sue.
What is wrong with you?
Well, Christian, there's a reason why I've been posting so much on social media.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of that. But like, you want arm strength?
No, I just have an extremely competitive nature. So and there's a bunch of other people competing.
You?
I do, yes.
Should we compete? Because I wanted to bring a quiz segment in.
Oh, okay.
And I want to compete against you in future. But anyway, gym.
Yeah. Because it's with a bunch of other people and they're all extremely fit. The people at my gym are so fit and I get really competitive.
Well,
and sometimes there's timers and...
If you look at all the gym people and you, if you were to put on one of those gigantic fans, you would blow away and they would all just be standing there like, grr. But good on you. I know I'm like paying you out for
it.
But
also, I had to keep myself busy while you're away, so. Had to hit the gym
every
day.
She's lifting weights. Well, at least you're bringing the masculinity to the show. but well, it is great to be back.
I know. I'm very, very happy to have you back in the office. I have been very, very sad.
Because your team has been MIA.
Yeah.
You work with... Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
What?
Thank you for letting me go on Ursula Carlson's podcast. Oh, my God. So Ursula's podcast, you also produce that.
I do.
That's your baby. Mm-hmm. And then they've lumped you with me, which I'm very grateful for.
No, I got two babies.
But you... Oh, God, I love her so much. I was so nervous. And oh, that was great. And anyway, that episode will be out at some point. Probably next year.
Yeah, early next year. It is...
If it makes it to...
One of the funniest
episodes. We also bully you for your Spaghetti Sue arms.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we bully you for weightlifting.
Do you want to hear
call you a lesbian. We really went to town on you. That was awful.
It probably half of the episode is just you and Ursula paying me out.
Yeah, but yeah, that was fun. Yeah, but I'm so excited to be back.
I know, Waver. I'm so excited to have you. But also, I know I was super excited to have you back in the office, and I know that everyone else in the office was, because you're quite a big personality, Christian.
I'm here 2 hours on a Wednesday.
You come in here, but yeah, but when you
everyone in this office is a huge personality.
But when you do come in here, you get on the mic, you're bloody...
Oh,
you
I'm
put
annoying.
Your fuck off
I'm really
everywhere.
Irritated. Wait, hold on. This is what I do.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Attention all staff, attention all staff. I've been potentially nominated for an actor award. Please click the link and vote for me. Attention all staff, that is all. Thank you.
And then they applaud for some reason. They always applaud when I finish, they clap.
Yeah. So
I can understand.
They seem like they're obsessed with you. So I was like, I just want to go around and see how much everyone has missed you and to see if they're excited for you to come back.
Oh,
and I just wanted to get a few...
Did you record them?
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, this is what a beautiful welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
I know. It's actually really sweet.
Oh, that's so heartwarming. Thank you.
All right. Take a listen.
I know where this is going.
Hey, guys. Christian's coming back today into the studio today.
Who?
Hey, Mike, our audio guy, you know Christian's coming back into the studio today.
Has he been gone?
he had ACL surgery.
Oh, that explains why everybody's been so happy.
Oh.
Hey, guys, Christian's coming back into the studio today. How do we feel?
Oh, sure. Not again, this shit. Fuck off.
Where's Christian?
Staged.
Hey, guys, how do you feel about Christian coming back into the studio?
Christian?
Who?
Christian!
Is she
the one who got pregnant?
She's coming back from
maternity leave, yeah?
Christian.
No,
Christian.
Oh, Christian Hall.
No, Christian Hull. Christian Hull, he runs that podcast.
Oh. Christian Hall, podcast. I don't know. I don't think I've seen him. Is he the intern?
Attention all staff, this is reception. Just a quick PSA. Please be aware that Christian Hull is returning to the office today. Please be cautious and know your surroundings. Stay alert and please hide your belongings. Have a safe day, everyone.
Oh, that fills me with such warmth.
Okay, the last one might have been staged, but all the other ones were genuine reactions to you returning.
That's bullshit. They were... Oh, thank you. That's a lot of effort to go to. You asked four people and they gave you their genuine response. Mm-hmm. My favourite is Christian Hall. Okay. Well,
welcome back to the office.
Yeah, and just an FYI, I didn't get nominated for an actor. So that's... I'm not really a big deal, as you can tell from that audio. And
that's okay. We'll aim to get the billboards next year. How about
that? Do you reckon we can get a marketing... Will they have budget for billboards? No, they'll give them to Chatfield. They wouldn't give them to the show.
Yeah, but also...
I'll pay for them.
But you'll have to get... nominated.
Oh, billboards for nominate.
Yeah.
No. Well, I've been nominated. No, let's get to... Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. The podcast is... It's ranked number... It doesn't even make the ranker. I check it every month. There's a ranker. We don't make it.
That's okay. If we just move up... You know what? That can be our goal for 2023. Move up one spot.
Get to number 100.
Yes.
Yes.
Get on to the ranker.
Let's get on to the ranker.
Done.
Oh, and FYI, you've seen the email. Yeah, we've got an actual crisis meeting. We've got a crisis. We just had a crisis meeting.
It's not.
And all the things that I said in that crisis meeting, I would do, I haven't done. We have a crisis meeting with Sammy, our big boss.
Well, welcome back.
I've been off sick. That's so unfair. And he wants to, like, he's like, oh, why is the podcast not ready? Not even people in the office know who I am. How? I thought it would be such a breath. I'd be like, I'll swan in, I'll show my pretty face, I'll post about it on socials. Next minute, I'll be beating Chatfield. No! It's hard! She has a TV show! There's fucking dust in here!
Oh, there's dust in here!
And so would you like to hear my new grab that I have?
Oh, you've got a new grab?
I do have a new grab.
Oh, who's...
Here we go. I don't know if I put it on. I didn't.
Oh, and here's why we're having a crisis meeting.
Oh. You know what? I'll place it at the end of the podcast. It'll just be a little teaser.
Just like, because I'm about to talk about Qatar and get all serious.
Yes.
And FIFA. Never thought you'd probably hear about FIFA in this podcast. Can you, at the end, play a sweep and then just play the audio grab? Yes. No. Do I want to hear it, though?
No. You can go back because you don't listen to the episode.
Fuck, I'm not listening to my own episode.
You can go back and you can listen to the episode. Like maybe a good talent.
Maybe that's what I need to do to get us out of our crisis meetings. Wow, listenership shot up. I could pay someone to write code to have, you know, when you want to get likes and follows and they go off to like follow farms in like third world countries, they pay them like, you know, $2 and they sit just with a wall of phones and they like all the posts. Like, yeah, you pay people.
That is a thing.
Wait, let me Google. Can you pay people to listen to your podcast?
Surely it has to be a thing. Surely.
Maybe that's what we present to Sammy as our solution. Let's put a budget into just paying for fake listens.
Yeah, and you know what? We're solutions-based.
Actually, we shouldn't tell Sammy. Just see the analytics, like one day, shoot up by 20,000. Oh, guys, we got to the exact figure that you needed us to be at. Well, that's what they used to do with music. They used to, when CDs were a thing, used to swan into a CD shop. They used to buy up all the albums, and then that's how people got to number one.
Hmm. People have been doing it for years.
We're just jumping on a trend.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Guys, number one podcast, we're going to beat Abby Chatfield. All right. We're talking sport.
Oh God, you've got your bloody fingers on your temple. Oh, yes. You look serious.
Well, this is really serious. While I was recovering at home from my many, many ailments. Fucking my Jesus. I watched a documentary on Netflix called FIFA Uncovered. So it's about the Soccer World Cup. Football. You're not allowed to call it. It's not soccer. It's football. It's actually the traditional name is football. And about how corrupt FIFA is. Now, FIFA, for those of you that don't know, it's like the Olympics. Like the Olympics is a big, huge thing that happens. The World Cup is probably bigger than the Olympics. But I hate sport. And I understand the premise of the Olympics. I get it. And I can understand that being big. But I didn't understand the World Cup. I've never got it. And watching this documentary, I still don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sport's so boring. But this FIFA is huge. And I remember, I think it was 2018, it was all over the news constantly about these scandals. I was like, oh, it's just a bit of soccer. Like, what's the big deal? I watched this documentary and was pretty appalled. And I've also, it's been in the news a lot because of Qatar and their just myriad of issues. And they shouldn't be hosting the World Cup to begin with. But I'm going to help you understand what's going on because I think we should all know the obscene corruption going on with FIFA and that this story is massive. And you should all just at least know about it. You don't have to do anything, but just to try and understand it. So I'm going to summarise the documentary. So this is the summary. Men make World Cup around football. Point one. Men elect themselves to the Council of FIFA and the average age is old. They elect a president that serves a four-year term and they basically have the final say, very similar to like the government. The job of FIFA is to select host countries for the World Cup. The World Cup is about the same as the Olympics. I would say it's just a bit bigger. And it brings a huge amount of attention to a host country and it brings a lot of money and it's a huge economic boost. When deciding who hosts, members of the council preside over certain areas. So the council is made up of these men who, you know, one is in charge of the USA, one is in charge of, you know, like the Europe, and you've got these, they all look after certain areas. How the voting works is every country gets one vote. But here's where the sort of corruption comes into it, is the USA is one country, it gets one vote. The Caribbean is made up of 28 countries and territories. They get 28 votes. That is a really important point. So just because the USA is an economic powerhouse does not mean it has a bigger say in anything when it comes to voting for where the World Cup is going to be, which is why a lot of these smallerish areas are so susceptible to bribery. Here's where I start to have issues with Qatar hosting the World Cup. And I'm going to speak on this as, from a more personal level because I am a member of the LGBTQI community first. There are so many issues with women, with migrant workers, but being a gay myself, I feel like I can speak to this a lot more comfortably. It's illegal to be gay there. You are put into prison. It's illegal to show any signs of PDA, not just for the gays. It's actually illegal for any signs of affection. They were given the World Cup and asked, fix your human rights. Just let's do a bit of fixing. And they were like, yeah, of course, we'll do these things. We'll, you know, work toward a better future. And FIFA were like, great, you can host the World Cup. However, you don't change your religious beliefs for a four-week period, which is ultimately going to pack up and leave. Everyone's going to go, and what? They're just going to carry on having completely changed. You know, they're now, what, accepting of the gays, more tolerant of, you know, women's issues. Like, no, of course they're not going to. You have security at the World Cup not allowing any rainbows to be shown, not to be worn. So they're being confiscated at the gates. FIFA banned players from wearing a rainbow armband in support of inclusivity. They've also allowed, FIFA have also allowed Qatar to ban human rights flags. So separate from the games is the fact Qatar arrests members of the gay community if they find out they're gay and torture them in prison. So it's a 3-year prison sentence. So that was known prior. How they are allowed to host the games is beyond me. All of these host nations go to this big ceremony, and London, Russia, oh God, there were some other countries, had bid for the 2018 World Cup. Now, London was a shoo-in to win it. Like, they had the infrastructure, they had the money, they had everything, and they were so confident, as was everyone else, that they were going to win. Prince William was there for the announcement. They had a lot of very famous, I mean, David Beckham was there. They had all these people for the announcement, and then he slides the envelope up and it's announced as Russia. Now, Russia at the time, you know, there were sanctions imposed. Vladimir Putin is running a dictatorship, basically, and their stance on the gay community is woeful. And so everyone was like, whoa, it went to Russia. But they still had one more announcement to make. So they still had to announce the 2022 World Cup. And they were up against the USA. Like, the USA were a shoo-in because, again, they had all the infrastructure, the money, on the list of human rights, you know, USA are pretty much at the top. And then pulls out the card and they read Qatar out. And you can see the visible shock in everyone to be like, how? But at that point, FIFA was, everyone knew FIFA was so corrupt. They don't report to anyone. FIFA is their own, they're their own government, essentially. So they're so open to bribery, and that it's so obvious that Qatar and Russia had both bribed them for these spots, of which, you know, London and America weren't going to do because they knew that that would ultimately get found out and it was highly illegal. And so when this happened, the whole world was sort of going, oh, shit, like, if this isn't obvious corruption. And that was 2018, and I think a year later, like, the Americans were like, right, fuck this. This is so obvious that the Americans indicted all of them, which means, you know, took legal action and they uncovered bribery and corruption, which is when that huge drama had happened. It's just such fucking blatant, obvious corruption, and it's so annoying because the victims are the players and the people who just want to enjoy the World Cup, right? You have the USA was supposed to host it. They're 15th. In the global freedom scale, but they lost out to Russia, who's 126th. And there's 165 countries on this scale. Russia was 126th. The UK is listed at 14. They were supposed to host it, but somehow lost out to Qatar, who's 128th. Like, these countries have appalling human rights. So you have the sports fans and the players who get caught up in the middle of this. And I don't really think it's their fault, but we look to them for some kind of resolution. You know, this isn't an issue they created. I think we need to draw the line somewhere. We need to draw the line and go, all right, who's responsible? And it ultimately comes down to FIFA. I don't blame players and people for going to Qatar.
Do you think that there's going to be any changes from this, or is it just going to be a continuous corruption?
I think, I think the changes will be, I think they knew pretty quickly when they announced Qatar and the shock from everyone that they had, all right, we may have pushed this too far. If you watch the documentary, there's a lot more in that Qatari announcement. The fact that they announced two World Cups, they don't do that. You announce one, you wait 4 years, you announce the next, and you sort of work in this 10-year schedule. So you announce in 10 years' time that country hosts. But because these guys on the council were so old, they knew their time was running out. They wanted to get as much of that money and corrupt money as possible. So they're like, why don't we announce two? That way we can get money from Russia and get money from Qatar, and then we can all retire. So that was the premise behind announcing two, because it's unheard of. But they just knew that their tenure wouldn't last, and they were so corrupt that they wanted the money over giving a shit about where the country that hosts the World Cup is. Like, they don't care.
I was going to say, is it because, like you said, they're their own government, so they don't care?
They don't report
if it's that
to anyone. That's the thing. And neither do the Olympics. Neither does Apple. Neither do any corporations. So you look at how FIFA has operated and how this corruption has been uncovered, and you can apply it to any company, any corporation, in any government. It's the same thing. Everyone is doing the same. This is where it brings me to the point that a lot of people are bringing up. If you don't like it, don't go. If you don't want to abide by a country's rules, don't go. You know, oh, this is about a sport. It's not a place to make a political statement. Or what about other countries? You know, their hands aren't clean. Why didn't you say anything back then? I want to remind you that Qatar put its hand up to host this World Cup. It said, we want to host this. And FIFA said, here are some things you need to work on in order to host it. And Qatar said, great, let's do it. Qatar also said, here's millions and millions of dollars in bribes. Look the other way. Right? So Qatar said, we want to do this. This wasn't forced upon them. If it was forced upon them, then yeah, maybe we should respect some of the country's rules. But this is something that they said, we want to welcome the entire world in. We want to host these games.
We want to change. We want this.
Yeah. We don't have any stadiums. We have no infrastructure. Qatar has 2.9 million people in the country of Qatar. How many people come in to watch the World Cup? Well, over the last five World Cups, there's been an influx of 3 million people to go and watch it. So you're talking about, imagine the city you live in. Now imagine that amount of people coming to stay there with no hotels, with the current road situation. Like, who's building the stadium? You only have 3.9 million people in there. You need to build 9 stadiums. Well, you have a workforce of 200,000 people. No. So they fly everyone in from India. They pay them nothing. They house them in what looks like prisons. One kitchen to 600 people, you know, two bathrooms to 600 people. And then, you know, investigative journalists have gone in, filmed it, then spoken with, you know, the heads of the country and the heads of the Qatari FIFA project. And they're like, oh, no, everything's great. Like, oh, well, we've seen it. Like, well, you're wrong. I really implore you to watch this documentary, because it just helps you understand all this drama. And it's not just that they have issues with the gays. It's the fact that, you know, there's an estimated 36,000 deaths of the migrant workers that they're literally not paying, holding hostage in the country, visa-wise. And what happens on the 18th of December when there's a winner? What, we just pack up and forget about it, and no one's going to talk about it. No one's going to talk about the state of Qatar after it's done. And you're just going to leave a country in absolute ruins. What are they going to do with 9 stadiums? All the millions of hotels that they built, although some of the stuff they built looks like it's temporary accommodation.
Do you think it would be a platform for further conversation? But again, once it's wrapped, no thought goes into it.
All FIFA wanted to do was make dollars, cash money. They're so easy to be corrupt. I mean, when you watch the documentary, what FIFA is supposed to do is bring soccer to communities that can't afford it. You know, they're supposed to develop all of these things, and you watch it, nothing's been developed. You know, millions of dollars have gone to, unlike places in the Caribbean, But then they go to corrupt people who don't then build the infrastructure that they've got the money for. So it's just this whole, it's just corruption, corruption, corruption.
It's just,
it's just so full on.
Yeah.
And I don't see a solution in it.
Go watch the documentary.
Yeah.
100%.
Thanks for sticking through that.
Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stand up because I have to dance.
How do you? Should I stand?
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
I'm back.
You ready?
Yeah.
What will it be today?
Hello! Are we going? Are we on? All right, it's time to do some shout-outs. Cue the music! Oh, my God. Let's give some shout-outs to some people on Patreon. Am I at the circus? Yeah, okay, as a circus.
Oh, this is technically called Fun at the Fair.
It does sound a bit Russian.
Sound Russian? No, it's Fun at the Fair.
Let's kick the soccer ball around. Let's not kick it if we live in Russia or Qatar. I don't want to be controversial. Okay. Let's thank Nadia Moffat. Nadia Moffat. Nadia Moffat. She is Moffatting off on the stairs. Lynn McClellan. That's a fun name to say. Sarah Price. How much does she charge? Sarah Price. She makes lots of money selling things like her body. How much would she pay? Sorry, Sarah. I love you, Julian. And now it's time to thank John Baylor Jr. Is there a John Baylor Sr.? Probably a senior. It is he still a sorry, sorry. And then, lastly, Jennifer Burns. I can't think of anything creative to say for Jennifer Burns. Burns, ah, she burns. Those are the people to thank today, yay. Thanking you today. Hey. The worst. Get your mind out of the gutter, you sick bitch!